Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you for being available to us. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a part tonight. This is Angela Joy with the Sunday Night Show of Prophetic Grace Network. I'll be your host tonight, and thank God I was able to make it on. A few challenging things throughout the week, but we made it here, and I'm happy to be a part of what God is doing in this season at this time with you. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it in. I've been dealing with some issues a little bit health-wise, and then I took a little rest, try to just regroup and get some of my energy and strength back, and went out of town, and it was restful. Went to my son's and over in Savannah, and so I was there. You know, most of the time on Saturday I am working, but it just so happened that this Saturday I only had me scheduled for a couple hours, and it was early, you know, on Saturday when I was scheduled. So I was like, let me take advantage of this, you know, let me get out of the house. I wasn't feeling extremely well, but, you know, I said, I feel well enough to make this trip. I'm going to drive over, and I'm just going to enjoy, you know, my grandkids, took them with me, a couple of them, and just relaxed and tried to recoup and actually felt a lot better and just more restful and more peaceful. You know, sometimes we have to make time for ourselves. We have to make time for everything that really is important. The Word of God, we've got to make time for that. Fellowship with the Lord, fellowship with family, being a part of what God wants us to be a part of, we have to make time for it. So I was thankful that God enabled me to have that time. You know, still a little, you know, not 100, but I'm here, and God knows how to complete whatever he starts. And I know that God has started a good work in me. So thank you again for calling in. I see a few people in already. And if you would like prayer, please press 1, raise your hand. I'll be more than happy to pray with you. And, of course, if you're listening by Internet, that number to call in would be 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027. And press 1, and I'll be able to see that you're there, and we'll be standing here with you in prayer. Also, if you would like to let me know that you're there, maybe you're new, and you don't know much about what's going on here with this Prophetic Grace Network situation, you may have happened upon it, you think, and you want to let me know that you're there and you want prayer, let me give you that number, and we'll be more than happy to join in with you and believe for what God wants to do in your life. And you can text at 214-505-8719. That is 214-505-8719. Well, it is a beautiful fall rainy day here in Southeast Georgia, or evening. I stayed in Southeast Georgia, but it looks like it rained over most of Southeast Georgia today, and we needed it, and it's a rainy night in Georgia, but it is a beautiful spirit and the presence of the Lord. I already feel it here. So I hope you are enjoying your weekend. I hope that God is doing some amazing things in your life. He always is, you know. He loads us with benefits daily. He blesses us. You know, as in Psalm 68 talks about, the bless the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. God is our salvation. And I was looking over a few scriptures. Like I said, I basically just got off the road and made it in here and was happy to be able to come on tonight. May not be on before you long. It just depends we're just going to see what God does here, and I'm going to try not to, press in too hard on my voice here, but we're going to believe God to do what he needs to do. But I was looking at Psalms 56, and it says, second verse I was looking at, it says, my enemies who would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. You know, my focus this week and the last few days, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I've just got this hunger to see my Savior. I have a hunger. You know, I'm not ready to get up out of here as far as death or anything like that. You know, I want to hold on, maintain, do what he's called me to do, and fight the good fight of faith. We're all about that. That's what I want. But I don't know what's going on, man. I have such a longing just to, you know, move forward into the place that God has me to be. And also, you know, just to look at this, you know, I don't know, the last few weeks, especially with the election, some other things that are going on, it's like, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, come. These people are just freaking out. They're just, you know, it's becoming vicious. It's becoming nasty. It's becoming ugly. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, Lord, what a day it will be when we no longer have to be a part of this and what's going on in this world with the hatred and the evil and the malice and all the things that go on with man just for attention, just to be on the top, just to rule and reign in, like, their kingdom. And, you know, it began to really bother me this week because, as of course, election day is coming and, you know, for the gubernatorial races and then some other, you know, the Senate and all of that, man, it's just in Georgia. I mean, the job that I work with, I talk to people on the phone and they'll say, oh, where are you located? I was like, oh, I'm in Southeast Georgia. I had so many people say to me this past week, first of all, I was kicked off blind for tech issues for a while. And I had so many people when I got back on was like, oh, you got a lot of stuff going on down there. And I was like, oh, really? You know, I try to stay out of the line of fire with that. And they was like, yeah, Georgia's got a lot going on. And I was like, okay, all right, Lord. You know all about it. I lay it at your feet. I don't need to take on that. You know, I've got my own things that I have before you. And, of course, we need to lay before the Lord the things that are going on in our community, the things that are going on in our nation. Of course, we need to do that. I'm definitely for that. But sometimes when we know that this situation is beyond our control, all we can do is pray, give it over to the Lord, and let him handle it. So, I mean, people were calling, you know, and they were, like, trying to get me kind of stirred up about, well, what do you think? And I was like, you know, really, I'm not thinking much of anything about any of it. I'm trying to just stay the course of doing what I need to do and focus in on who I serve. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of things in the air and in the airways. And so we want to release some stuff into the airways that's going to penetrate these things of evil, these things of dismay, these things of disruption, and that come to trouble our spirit, that come to trouble our soul. So we want to focus in on the things of God. So this week, more than any, I have just, it's been in my heart. It's like, Lord, I love you, I worship you, and I can't wait to see you. I can't wait for you to come back and for you to set this thing straight and let them know you are God. You will come back, and you will come back, and you will rule, and you will reign here, right here. And it's just been so on me. That's all I've been concentrating on, all I've been longing for, all I've been desiring for. I don't want to hear the riffraff of the mess that's going on in the politics. I don't want to hear about all the stuff that I just want to focus in on God setting it straight, sending his son back to say, this is it. You know, this is it. And so, I don't know, maybe it's kind of a selfish thing to think about, but hey, that's where I've been today. I think basically over the last week, that's how I pretty much kept my peace. Even though my body was going through some situations with infections and ear infections and sinus infections and, you know, just strange feelings in my body. I just began to pray, and I just believe God that everything is going to be set straight, you know, with that. And so I'm feeling better, believing God to continue to strengthen me and help me to be what he's called me to be and to keep me fit for the race, keep me fit for the fight of faith in Jesus' name. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being a part of Prophetic Grace Network. We thank God for Prophet Randy for allowing this to be set up, this platform to be available for you. It's for you. It's for me. It's for God's glory. It's for him to be honored and lifted up. You know, one thing we know about Prophetic Grace Network, and if you've been a part, is that, you know, this place is a place for Jesus. It's not a place for man to have something built for his own glory, for the accolades that he will receive from man. It's not about that. This is a place where God rules and reigns because the founder has placed him there. The people that are connected here, the ministers that come on and are part of what God is doing in this nation, in this world through Prophetic Grace Network, their heart is for Jesus. And, you know, with all of the stuff that's going on, it's such a good feeling to know. I know for me, it's such a great feeling. It's such an honor to be a part of something that I know that God is smiling on. Oh, no, there aren't perfect people. There are perfect people nowhere. But there are people who have a heart that wants to be perfect before God. And I believe that is exactly what we have here at Prophetic Grace Network. So I thank God for being a part of this family. I thank you for wanting to be a part of what God is doing through this ministry. So welcome again. Bless you. We lift Jesus high. We give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. So thank you for tuning in. And so I'm going to go ahead and let's see here. I'm just going to read a few, you know, few scriptures that kind of came to me that blessed my soul this week, you know, as I was having such a longing just to see him, just such a longing to just rest in the bosom of Jesus, to just have him comfort me and strengthen me with all the things that are going on in this earth and in my heart, in my body and in my family. Just to lay in the bosom of Jesus and be comforted by him, to just be wrapped up in his love. And I heard him say and spoken to me over the weeks, you know, just be still and know that I am God. Just be still. Just rest in me. Just lay your head in my bosom. Just take comfort in knowing that I am God. You know, there's such comfort in knowing that he is God and that we are connected to him. Isn't that awesome to know that I'm connected to God? I'm a man to know that Jesus paid the price, shed his blood. And he says, do you have a understanding? It's almost like the Spirit was saying, do you have a real understanding, a real comprehension of what this really means? And if you really do, you'll understand what it means to be still and know that I am God. Because of the relationship I have with you and that you know that I sent my son to pay a price for you, for others, for the world. Don't you know all you have to do is be still in me. Recognize my authority. Recognize my dominion. Recognize my love for you and rest in it. That shows that you have confidence in who I am. You know, when we struggle, when we fret, when we focus in on the chaotic situations that are around us, our eyes are taken off of him. It's taken off of the fact that he is God. There's no need to be in a place of you know, chaos in your mind and in your thought, in your mind and thoughts, and the way you handle your situation with being fretful at heart. That's opposite of what the knowing of who God really is, and to be still and to be in his presence and recognize that he's God. So I really felt that minister to me this week, you know, because even in another psalm that talks about, I think Psalms 18, it says, he shields all who take refuge in him. You know, there may be things going on all around us. There are things falling apart. But he shields those who take refuge in him. He's our protection. He's our refuge. He's that strong tower we run into, and we're safe. As even in Psalm, you know, 91, he is our hiding place. Under his wing, we do find refuge. In him, we find it all. Hallelujah. So such comfort, such peace, you know, we can find in just resting in his presence, for reading the word and reciting the word to ourselves to comfort us when the enemy comes in to try to steal your peace, steal your joy. You can remind him that you know where your refuge is. You know where your safety is. You know where you can hide. And there he has no authority over you, because God has given us authority to tread upon him and to realize he is under our feet. So hallelujah. Thank you again so much for calling in and for listening. Again, we will be waiting to pray with you, and we'll be praying with you. You can call 319-527-6027 and press 1. Hallelujah. And we'll be happy to talk to you tonight. Like I said, I'm not sure exactly, you know, what God is going to do tonight. I never do know. This is not my show. It's God's show. I just happen to show up and by instruction to be a part of what he wants to do and be used by him. So I'm going to play one more song, and then we'll pray and we'll believe God for, you know, whatever it is he wants to do on the show tonight. Amen. So let me, I just had a little, looking for the song that I wanted, but I can't find it. Let's see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for being God. Hallelujah.
Out the voices all around me through all of this chaos. You are riding a symphony. was beautiful. Music dope from all my unruly notes. This is distant, moving close. Now I see, erase the scales from my eyes, then play the scale of my life. Chaos played off with a chord and a core, with a source prevented through strife. I've tasted suffering, I've been embraced by the painful buffering. I've been bound by doubt so loud right now, but a melody is made when you play these rusty keys. So we all gotta get pressed, tuned up like instruments. But I know all of life's people with sex whenever we remember this.
Even in the madness, there's peace, drowning out the voices all around.
Hallelujah. Amen. All the chaos that's around us, he's writing a symphony. There's madness all around, but in the middle of the madness, there is peace. Why? Because we've chosen to anchor our hope. We've chosen to anchor our peace. We've chosen to look to the author and the finisher of our faith and not the chaotic situations that are around us. You know, right now there's a lot of chaos in the atmosphere. There's a lot of things that are going on to disrupt your peace right now. We have the normal things in life that we have to deal with that come to disrupt our peace. And now on top of that, we've got other things that are going on politically, political things, health issues, family issues that we normally deal with are all coupled together, and it causes sometimes to have a feeling of being overwhelmed. But right in the midst of it, we can find peace. Because why? We serve the Prince of Peace, and he is writing a symphony to show you he is in control. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. There are voices that are speaking loud, that are bringing things into your atmosphere that are not very pleasing to the ear, nor to the spirit. But his peace comes, and it will drown out the voices of all that is around you that's trying to rob you of your peace. So we thank God just for knowing that we have a place of refuge, even in chaos. We have it in Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pray tonight. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and I'm going to start taking calls. Like I said, I'm not quite sure what God will do tonight, and never am. You know, pray for me, my voice. Like I said, I've been dealing with some issues with sinuses and ear infection and, you know, just some unusual things. It seems like they want to try to creep up on me. But we're going to believe God for him to strengthen me and to pray with you and to believe with you for whatever it is that God wants to do in and through you. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight for those who are on here already. We thank you, Lord, for those who are pressing through some situations and times in their life that it seems chaotic. But even in the midst of it, you have given them peace, and you're going to give them peace, and you have given them peace. Just let them receive it and walk in it, and trust you to do what you need to do because you're God. So, Lord, thank you tonight. I just humble myself. I submit to your authority. I thank you, Lord, for coming in, and Father God, for making this show what you want it to be, that you are just, you're here, and I'm here, and I'm just here to be an instrument used by you. Other than that, I have nothing to offer. So I empty myself, and I thank you, Lord, for being God, for being glorified, a place that people come to commune and have fellowship and to hear what you have to say. Lord, we thank you for that tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So let me go ahead and let's start with finding something here to write with. And we'll be taking calls and believing God for some things to transpire in the realm of the Spirit and manifest for you. So let's go here first to, are we 910-709. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you tonight?
How are you? Well, a little sinus. Same
well,
for me.
Yeah, it used to be that, you know, maybe in the spring sometimes, you know, I would, you know, have some issues, and then it just started to kind of, like, aggravate me a little bit most of the year. And then in the fall, it just seems like it gets about, you know, bad as it is in the spring. But you know what?
Yes.
God's still here.
God is the healer.
Yeah, he is a healer. And, you know, he gives us wisdom on how to handle, you know, different things that come at us, you know, that try to attack us. And so I was out last Sunday, most of the day outside. And I think I think from being outside last Sunday all day pretty much off and on, that Monday I started feeling stuff, you know, like coming on me. I was like, oh, what is this? And, you know, like the last rest of the week I was kind of like fighting my way through this. But praise God, I'm here tonight, and thank God.
Amen.
And glad to hear you on here. So let's pray for you, Sylvia. Hallelujah. We just thank you for Sylvia. We thank you for her carrying the torch. I see a torch, Sylvia. I see you, the torch of fire burning, you know, and let me just look something up. Because I just want to see what torch is symbolic of. I have an idea, and but let me just see what good old Google has to say about what a torch means. And but I see a torch, and I sense the Lord saying you carrying a torch. And so let's just check something out here, and then we can talk a little bit. Okay, so basically, carry a torch is, well, this is not what I'm looking for because it's not a definition. But hold on a moment. Okay, so the legacy of carrying a torch means that someone is carrying the torch of a particular belief or movement. You mean that you are working hard to ensure that it is not forgotten and continues to grow. Hallelujah. Glory
Amen.
To God. So I saw that before you, Sylvia, and this says basically you work hard to ensure that this belief that you're carrying, this recognition of and recognizing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, your belief, your faith, the things that you have built your life upon, you're working hard to ensure that it is not forgotten and it will continue to grow. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, for Sylvia. Lord, that she will continue to carry the torch of the gospel for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also, I sense to say, you know, a torch symbolizes light and fire. And when you carry a torch, a lot of times you will go into places where the light has gone out. And why? Because they didn't have what they needed to continue. So you carry the torch into a place where there has been no light or the light has gone out. And so to enlighten others, to give people hope, to help them remember what they should not forget. on who they serve and what their what this cause is about and what their beliefs are about, so that not only will they understand, but they can continue this legacy of the hard work that is behind the cross to move forward into dark places to lighten the way for others. So we thank you for that, for Sylvia. We thank you, Lord, that her faithfulness will continue to strengthen her to carry the torch to places and to people who otherwise would not understand the reason why they need the light, why they need the light. And she will remind them, it shall be as it is as before. When your light, you know, some people's light has gone out. Some of the people who are carrying torches, I just sense to say to you, there are people who are carrying torches that they let the light, they let the fire out. They let it go. But it's a reminder we have to continue to carry the torch for others to see their way out. So we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So how are you, Sylvia?
Oh, fine. Yes, I was just listening to this about the torch. He did mention to me before about the torch, and he was saying that, yes, he was saying that what happens is I have two daughters who have a call in their life and a nephew. And he told me that that I had to make the way, carry the torch for my family. So through my ministry, I guess I'm going to leave behind. I'm supposed to build up through my ministry for the ones that are behind me. And
of course.
So that's right on. Yes, about
so
the
let
torch.
Me ask you. So you're saying the Lord spoke this to you about the torch?
Yes, another prophet on the line spoke to me about the torch before, and and he says that pretty much the ministry that he has me in, that I will be going from state to state, and he talked in reference to the torch, and there's people in my family that's waiting to come behind me, so I'm paving the way, and they're to come behind me, yes, because I have my daughter, she's in the same healing and deliverance ministry, and she was running, so now she just came back in. And the other one has a singing anointing that he's going to use. And my nephew is going to be a pastor. So he says that I have to pave the way for them, you know, to make the legacy. So that was the right on word. Yeah.
Well, praise God. And, you know, just to think, you know, Sylvia, to know that God, you know, chose you. You know, I just feel so emotional about this right now. You know, just to know that God handpicked you. So awesome. You know, that he could entrust you to do it. You know, because there are a lot of people who, you know, there are people who are given mandates. There are people who are given instruction. And, you know, they don't follow through with it. But just to hear you know that God spoke to you about that thing and then God came back tonight to, you know, it's almost like he just wants you not to forget this and to know that no matter what you're going to come up against, no matter what you're dealing with, is that you are to continue to carry the torch. It is a mandate from the Lord. You know, I just know that whatever God gives us to do and we put our hands to it and we continue to walk in obedience to do it, even when it's hard, even when it seems difficult, that there is definitely a blessing attached to it. And part of it is your inheritance in the kingdom and also – those who will follow after you and in your bloodline, you know?
Yeah.
Those who are connected to you by blood, those who, you know, will follow or see what God does in and through you will be so affected by what God wants to do in this earth. And, you know, it's just amazing. It's so amazing. You probably heard me saying, you know, like this week I have just really been focusing in on, you know, just wanting to see my maker. You know, not that I want to die. It's just that it's not even what I'm feeling. It's like just to see and to know that one day, Sylvia, all that we're dealing with will be gone. You know?
Amen.
It will be no more chaos, you know? The chaos will be done. We'll be able to move right to the place into Jesus and to the place that he's prepared for us to rule and to reign. And, you know, I have a granddaughter that is dealing with, you know, an illness. She's only 10. And, you know, I was thinking about that today, and I was like, Lord, just to think one day, you know, this kind of thing, we won't even have to be concerned about. I won't have to be concerned about my granddaughter, you know, suffering from some sort of, you know, infirmity, or my grandchildren, or anyone, because it's going to be done. They're going to be healed.
Amen.
They're going to be walking in the fullness of what God has made us to be. And we'll be walking with him. And, you know, I told my, we were coming back from Savannah tonight, or this evening. It gets dark now at 6 o'clock. I was like, oh, my gosh, it felt like it was so late. And I was telling them, I said, your nanny is praying for you. And I told her, I said, you've got to believe by faith that God really is a healer. I know you're only 10. I know you may not understand what I'm talking about. And I know that, you know, people go to church and they, you know, they say they have this relationship with God. I says, but you got to have a relationship with God that's real. You got to know he's real. You got to understand that he's real. And you've got to know that he can heal. He will heal. And he will deliver. He will set people free because he's God.
Amen.
And, you know,
amen.
I just wanted them to understand about this relationship. I was talking to her brother's 12, she's 10, and I was talking to them about this relationship. This relationship that I'm talking about to you all, it's real. You need to know there is a God who loves you, and there is a God who sent his son to die for you. And he didn't just come to die, but he came that you might have life and that you might live in the fullness of what he created you to be through him. And I says, I know you know people who go to church. And I says, I'm not talking about churchgoers. I'm talking about having a relationship with Jesus Christ.
And amen.
They got real quiet. And I was like, after I said that, I was like, whoa, boy, I think God, I kind of jumped a lot on this.
That is so true. Like, I've been healed from so many things, and he is definitely a healer. Because some of the things that
healer.
I was healed from, yes, I should have been gone, but I'm still here.
Jesus.
But you mind if I tell you one thing?
Go right
I have
ahead.
A nephew.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I have a nephew. His wife was pregnant. They were expecting the third child. And when they did the sonogram, they saw that his heart, the baby's heart, was on the wrong side of the body.
Mm.
And the Lord told him, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the doctors, or are you going to believe me?
Jesus.
So he went into fasting, and he kept praying and praying and praying. The next time when she had the sonogram, the heart was back on the right side, and the doctors
praise you, God.
They couldn't figure out how that heart got back on the right side of the body. But then what happened, they had another sonogram, and his organs showed up on the wrong side of the body.
Mm.
And so the Lord told him, said, who are you going to believe?
Mm.
And when they did a sonogram 2 months later, they saw that the organs went back to the right side of the body. But since
Hallelujah.
Then, he's had three operations. He's only five, and he was having he had three operations from the time he was born up until 5 years old, and they were giving him penicillin every day because they said taking his spleen out. But if you see him now, you would never know that he went through all of that. And God said that he's a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and he's run around. He's going to school. And I couldn't believe the thing about the heart or the organs on the wrong side of the body.
Jesus.
And that God told him that it was his faith that was going to make the heart come back to the right side. And it was going to be
Hallelujah,
his faith
Jesus.
That made the organs go back to the right side of the body. And once he believed the organs went back, he told him that was a test for his faith. And
Thank you,
to
Jesus.
This day, he's 5 years old, he's in school, and you would have never known except looking at the scars on his belly and on his
My head. God, look at Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing, because I told her, I said, you must have faith. You have faith. I will be believing with you. Your nanny will be believing with you and standing with you and knowing that God is able, willing, and he can and will do whatever we believe him to do. And it was so interesting because while I was talking to them about things, this song came on the radio that said it's a song by Maverick City Music, and it says about not believing in fairy tales. He says, but this is not a fairy tale, you know. This is God, and I wanted them to know we're not talking about fairy tales here. We're talking about something real. We're talking about the master of the universe. We're not talking about some, you know, fairy tale that people tell to get you all excited and interested about certain stuff. I'm talking to you about the God of the universe, the healer. The one who saves and delivers and sets free. I wanted them to have an understanding that we're not, this isn't some fairy tale story here. This is a real God. This is God we're talking about. And he can do whatever he wants to do because he is God. And whatever you believe him to do because he's God. And so it was like, they got really like, okay, you know, like, wow, you know. But I wanted them to understand. We're not talking about some fairy tale here. We're talking about something real. You just have to have the faith to believe.
That's
and
right.
I told, you know, I started, you know, I was able to just go back. It was like God just started to erupt something in my spirit. You know, I just began to talk to them about how I was a little girl. I remember I was a little girl, and I just knew Jesus was there. He was real. You know, and I told him, I said, the time when I was very small, I remember having reoccurring visions of where I am right now, of the state of the world. Because I can sense, I think that's what's really going on with me, because I believe I'm sensing what I felt or saw when I was 5 or 6 or 7 years old. I'm here now, and I think what's going on with why I'm really kind of feeling, you know, so, I don't know, caught up with the fact that Jesus is going to come at any time, because I saw this when I was a little girl, and he's going to come. And now here I am, an older woman, and I can sense that this is what I saw when I was 5 years old. Excuse me. How the world was so out of order, how the world was so full of chaos, how people were so self-absorbed, how people were just going about as if there was no God.
Amen.
And I can sense that. I saw that when I was a little girl. And now my senses are picking up. This is what I saw when I was 5. I'm here now. This is what I saw. And, you know, I told them that, and they were like, excuse me, they were like, oh, you know, like, wow, you know,
Yeah. I know.
I just really want them to understand this is real.
God
is
real.
For real.
You know?
Yeah, because I've been through so many things and tell her that he is definitely real. And then on top of it, he told me that he extended my life and that I was going to make my purpose. He extended my life.
Yes.
Because I've had so many things happen on this body, but if you see me, you would think nothing ever happened.
Well, I remember, a year or two ago, you calling in and talking to you, some different things that you were just battling with,
And to talk to you now,
it's like a different Sylvia.
Yes, it really is. He's brought me through so much. Sometimes I just lay back and I just thank him. Every day I thank him for life. Because I've had things happen that they gave me up for dead.
Yes.
And I laid in this room and prayed, and he just, time went by and it progressed, and as time went by, he was healing me day by day.
Thank you.
And
Jesus.
When I go back to the doctors, they still telling me I have it. I tell them, no, I don't, because I would know it.
Amen.
Yeah, I tell them I don't have that.
There you go.
And he
that's
reminds
what you have
me
to
of
do.
All the things. Mm-hmm. He reminds me of all the things that he's done and that he's been here. And I know he has. Even when people leave you, he's always there.
Always there.
And he will heal you and deliver you.
Hallelujah.
The healing I can tell you about. I mean, numerous of things. Numerous of things. And I know I'm supposed to have been out of here. And so whatever she's going through or anybody else is going through, you just have to press in and believe and have the faith and trust him and wait. And it will happen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia, for just testifying and reminding us how faithful God is and that he is a healer. And I tried not to let, something happen today with her. And I just was like, okay, God, whose report will I believe?
Amen.
The report of the Lord. You know, it's not based on what medical science can figure out. It's based on what you've already taken care of and what you already did. We just have to receive it. So, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you for amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, you continue to carry the torch to pave the way. To enlighten others, and like you said, you have there's a lineage. There are others in the family that are following you, and it's important that God that you continue to let God use you, however He wants to use you, to carry the torch. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, and I'm going to pray for your granddaughter.
Her name.
Her name is
Janyla. What's
her name? Janyla
Joy.
Okay.
Janyla.
I'm going to pray, and I'm going to give it to my intercessory team at church.
Yeah, her blood sugar has been real high, and so we just come against that. And, she doesn't live with me, so I have, I don't have a lot of authority as far as in the natural to do some things that I feel like the Lord has told me to do for her. So, how that is. So I'm not the mother, but anyway, as much, and I told her, I said, what we've talked about and you know, that I have a relationship with God and that I believe God, and I believe God for miracles. And I just, you know, she's had some things said to her at school, you know, by children, you know, that are speaking words, curses over her.
Mm. Oh, wow.
You know, and so anyway, we're going to believe God, and we're going to trust what God says. And I told her that. And I said, you pray, and you believe, and you ask God to do some things for you. And he will hear you.
Amen.
And he will do it. All right, well, thank
Amen.
You so much for that, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you.
It's going to be as God has said as it would be. All right, you have a great evening,
Amen.
And we'll talk to you again.
God bless you. Okay.
All right, God bless.
Bye.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Amen. God is good. We just have to focus in on the fact that he is good and that we do our part in recognizing that we serve a good God. Hallelujah. All right, if you're on, I do have several people on here. If you would like prayer, please press 1, and I will be more than happy to pray with you and believe with you for what God wants to do for you tonight. So we're going to move on to 903-452. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, you know. Praise God. What else can we say? I made it. I'm here tonight. I'm here to let God do what he wants to do through me, and I'm happy to be here. All right.
Amen.
Let's pray for you, Michelle. Lord, we just thank you. Glory be to God. We just thank you, Lord, for Michelle. Hallelujah. I don't really know how to say this. I don't know if it's exactly for you or if this is a place that you that God is putting you in, or is there some situation going on with this? But I just saw, like, you know, how the judge sits in the courtroom and they have, what is that called, the gavel? And I just saw, like, it, the gavel, I guess that's what you call that thing, strike. And it's like, just, that's it, you know? So, Lord, I don't know what that means. I'm not going to even try to interpret it. I don't know what's going on with her in that type of situation. I don't know if you're calling. I sense, though, what the Lord is saying, you know, because, like, when a judge sits in that place, it's a place of authority. And once that gavel hits that thing, and it's done. That's it, you know. That's it. I mean, it's a finished deal. It's over. Court is adjourned. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Court is adjourned. I don't want to hear any more testimony. I don't want to hear any more this or that. It's finished. It's final. It's said and it's done. I placed my gavel here. It's the done deal. It's over. The judge has spoken. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We know you are the supreme ruler. You are the supreme judge. We know that in court of law, in the courts of heaven, you reign supreme. We have a natural court that a judge reigns in that courtroom. And when that gavel hits that table or hits that place where he sits, it's it. That's it. Lord, we thank you tonight. I don't know exactly what you're speaking to, Michelle, but maybe God, throughout this week or time period, you will be able to release to her some things to let her know the authority that has been given to her and even the authority that has been rendered to her and those who are in authority over her, which is Christ Jesus, which is our Father. The gavel has hit the table. It's finished. It's over. That judgment has been made. That case is closed. So, Lord, we thank you for it. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, Michelle, how are you? And would you like to share something with us?
I just kind of want to know what God is saying about this. Amen. Clear, you know, get a clear understanding.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was, like, concerning a situation with you that God is saying, that's it. Case closed. You know, I've ruled in this, you know. And I didn't sense that it wasn't a ruling that was not in your favor. Now, I'm not sensing that it's a ruling that's not in your favor. It's a ruling that's in your favor. It's a ruling that's in your favor. Maybe something you've had before the Lord. He's heard you about on it. He's seen the evidence. Hallelujah. He's heard the evidence. He's heard the witnesses. But you know what? He knows by the Spirit what it is and what it isn't. Why? Because he's God, and he's the chief judge. He doesn't have to go to he is the supreme judge. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The case has been tried. The evidence has been presented. And like I said, I'm sensing, now this wasn't anything negative for you. I sense he's ruling in your favor.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we rejoice with her tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's ruled in your favor.
Thank you, Father.
What you had before the Lord, and of course, I didn't know if we were talking about a natural situation in a court situation or just the situations that are going on that God has ruled in, and he said, case closed. This is it. I ruled in her favor. It's a done deal. It's finished. I've heard and seen all the evidence I need to hear or see. My God.
Glory to God.
So, case is rested. God has already pronounced this ruling in your favor. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I received the good news.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because I do have some things before him that I've been asking for direction for and instruction. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Well, that's all I saw. I saw, you know, the gavel meet the table, like, bam, this is it. You know, I've heard, I've ruled, it's in your favor. So just walk in confidence knowing that, you know, when you have God ruling, you know, his ruling, and it's in your favor, you can walk in assurance that it's taken care of. It's already done. You can go around, I don't know what it is you're speaking over or thinking of, but there are some things I would have that I would have had before him. I would just begin to say, thank you, Lord. I begin to just thank him, and, you know, just thank him before I even see it in the natural. I mean, God is already speaking some things, and I begin to thank him, so the manifestation of those things will come forth in Jesus' name. You know, like when you're in a courtroom and the judge rules, what happens in your favor? What happens in the natural?
It's already done.
Right, but what do you do? I mean, I'm sure you've seen some courtroom settings. You know, in the movies. What happens when the judge rules in your favor? What happens?
You rejoice.
Hallelujah. Man, it's so wow up in there. You know? So that's like, okay, so that's what we need to do. When he's ruled in our favor, what do? I mean, we get excited.
We jump around, we scream, we do whatever. Hallelujah.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So If we do it for a natural judge ruling, how much more should we do it when God rules in our favor?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, like you said, God himself.
Hallelujah. Woo. Glory be to God. And you know,
thank
not
you,
only
Lord.
That, I just had a vision of people, of the spirit, of the souls in heaven that are looking over and over the balconies of heaven, and they're saying, yes, yes, yes. You know, because, you know, the word of God lets us know they're rooting for us. You know, those who have gone before us, the cloud of witnesses.
The cloud of witnesses,
they're rejoicing.
Yes.
Yes. They're excited for us. They're excited. My God, everybody's excited, Michelle.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you just shout to heaven all and with all the rejoicing that you could possibly muster up that this thing is already done. Whatever it is you had before God, whatever you have before God, whatever you believe in God to do, rejoice because he's already ruled in your favor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, thank glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. All right, so how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm especially doing good now.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Praise God. I mean, yeah, it was nothing that was not for you. It was definitely for you. You know, that's it. I've ruled in her favor. So it's almost like I've had some situations before the Lord, and I was thinking about how I could, you know, I could see, you know, how I would be before the Lord with the situation and how he was staying the hand of the enemy. Like he was telling the devil, shut your mouth. You've said enough. There's nothing else more you need to say. There's nothing. She has brought her case. She has presented it. Jesus is standing there as the advocate. The blood has already been shed. Now you hush. There's nothing more for you to say against her because it's over. You know, so whatever it is that the enemy's tried to come at you with, it's over. You got to stop, devil. You've had your time. It's just like when you think about the case with Job. You know, God permitted him to a certain extent to do certain things against Job, but he let him know that was as far as he was going to go. He wasn't going to kill him. And you're not going to do anything else. It's over. You know, so with us, we got to realize God is in control. He can definitely tell the devil, especially when we know who we are in Christ and we apply the blood and we are walking with repentance. It's over, devil. Stop. No more. No more. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Anything else you would like to share with us or you have a prayer request?
No, and no prayer requests. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. That
Amen.
Is absolutely awesome. Glory,
yes,
glory, glory. Yeah, I can just sense the joy of the Lord in your spirit right now. I mean, there's just like some bubbling up. Keep it.
Yes.
Keep it.
I can't stop laughing yet.
It. You what now?
I said, I can't stop laughing. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Well, nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's just the joy of the Lord on you, recognizing that, you know, it is our strength. The joy that he gives us is strength. It's strength for us to go through whatever it is we have to go through and get to the victory of the manifestation because we already have the victory. The victory of the manifestation of those things. So I want you to just rejoice yourself right on to the manifestation of what God is doing and about to do in your life. And I want you to come back and give a report. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm going to come back and testify. Yes, praise God. I can't wait.
Amen. I just sense it all over me.
Glory, glory. Well, praise God.
Yes, is there anything else? Can you hear
no,
me?
No, that's it. Yes, that's
oh,
it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you keep you. That joy, and I believe we're going to hear some good stuff come from you in not too many days. Amen?
Well, amen, and God bless you. You have a blessed week.
All right. Thank you. You too. God bless.
Good night.
Good night. All right. And I think I hit on another number. 334-590, are you there? Hello, 334-590. This is Angela Joy, and I'm on here to pray with you. Are you there? I see your hand up, and I don't hear anything. Let me just try to click off and come back on. I don't know if it's my internet. Let's try it again. 334-590, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jayla.
Hi, Jayla, how are you?
I'm doing okay, how are you?
Good. Are you in New York?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for hanging on the line with us tonight. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the covenant relationship that you have with Jayla. Jayla, it's almost like I see God. It's almost like, you know, when you have a relationship with someone, of course, like in a marriage sense, people give or exchange rings. And as I was calling or speaking your name, I saw a ring. Of course, a lot of people know that a ring, you know, is a symbolic circle. There is no end to it. It is a ring that symbolizes eternal. There is no beginning or end. It's eternal. And as I was speaking your name, I did see a ring, and it was almost like I sensed that it was the Lord saying, that is my relationship with her. It is eternal. There is no breaking of it. I love her. There is no beginning or end, because I have loved her from the beginning, and I will love her for eternity, and I value the relationship and of my relationship with her, and that ring I saw was like a symbol to remind you, for me to tell you and to remind you of the love that God has for you and the relationship that you have with him. It is a covenant relationship that no man will be able to break. You know, when people are in a relationship with each other and it's a ring, one or the other, they make a decision. They will walk away from the relationship. They will walk away from the covenant that was made. But God is saying, I believe to you, as I saw the symbol of the ring, that there will be no walking away from you. There will be no walking away from the covenant. There will be no, breaking of this. This is a symbol of his faithfulness to you and your faithfulness to him. So we thank you for the covenant relationship that Jayla has with the Father, sealed by the blood, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So how are you tonight?
Amen. I'm doing okay. Earlier I was a bit anxious. And I was calling for prayer originally because I don't feel like I'm handling, I don't feel like I'm handling my relationships with, like, my friends and, like, family members and, you know, just in general, like, in the right way. I'm starting to notice, like, I have, like, certain shortcomings when it comes to, like, the people in my life. So I'm, like, I need prayer and understanding, like, how to deal with people in certain ways because, like, I was just watching a sermon earlier and it just made me think that, like, how I'm dealing with certain people, like, in the sense of, like, tolerance and just, like, trying to be there for certain people and certain things. Like, I can be selfish in a way. And it just opened my eyes because I feel like I give in a lot of ways, but at the same time, like, in certain aspects, like, I don't, like, you know, like, I guess reciprocate 100% in all areas. So,
okay, are you saying, like, you don't feel like you're giving it your all when it comes to the relationship?
I feel like in certain ways, like, I feel like I think about myself in a lot, like, not necessarily, like, intentionally trying to be selfish, but, like, just sometimes not understanding, like, you know, what somebody else might need because I think about myself or what I might need first. Like, I guess, over the years, like, I've been, you know, I've gone through a lot with different people, like with family, friends, and things of that nature. So I tend to look at things from a lens of, like, just trying to make sure that I cover myself in that way, like, so somebody won't hurt me or nobody will be able to, like, you know, try to, yeah, I guess all in all, like, hurt me in the end. So I just try to protect myself. And a lot of the times with that, I can be unintentionally selfish because I'm just trying to make sure that I'm okay with not necessarily being able to understand what somebody else may need in that moment, or I guess if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of faded out a little bit. Okay, so, right. So it's kind of like, you know, you're kind of more self-absorbed instead of being more concerned with, like, what's going on with somebody else's life. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in a way. Mm-hmm. I guess she was kind of
saying And, you know, I think a lot of times that happens, Jayla, like, when we are going through difficult, and just, I mean, I do it, and I'm sure other people do it. It's like when we're going through difficult situations ourselves, you know, that's the whole plot of the enemy, is to have us so focused in on the situations that we're going through that it just clouds, you know, it clouds our mind to the point where all we ever really see is what we're going through. And of course, that's one of the tactics of the enemy, because he wants you all caught up in what's going on with you, even so much that you don't even release it to God to let him come in and rule and reign over that situation. And, you know, it's a tactic of the enemy that, you know, we're so focused in on those things that are concerned with us that, yeah, we do lose focus on what could be possibly be going on with other people because we're self-absorbed. But, and it's also a way to just get you so self-absorbed to the fact that you don't really see God coming in there and doing what he needs to do. And when we release it to God, then it clears the way for us to not be so self-absorbed with our stuff so that we can open ourselves to see what's going on with other people and help them. So I understand, I get it, because especially when I don't have a lot of people around me, so I don't really hear a whole lot about what goes on with other people. So I kind of get what you're saying, because you can get caught up into that place where it's just about what's going on with you. So, Lord, we just thank you that, Lord, you will begin, as you begin to give Jayla peace and give her wisdom and how to handle situations that's going on with her life, that she will release them to you, that will open her up to be available to pray and to believe and walk with somebody else through their situation. And, Lord, we're not asking for you to send people with problems to her. We're just asking her to be more sensitive to the needs of others so that she can help them navigate through some situations that she will be able to say, you know, God got me through that. Why? Because I released that thing to God, and because I released it to God, I'm able to walk with you through this because I'm not carrying it anymore. I'm not struggling with it anymore. I'm not battling it with it anymore. Why? Because I gave it to God, and so it freed me to help you and be sensitive to what he's doing in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We ask you, Lord, that you'll even speak to her and you will, you know, like give her confirmation of what I'm saying tonight, what you're speaking, what the spirit of not so much what I'm saying, but what the spirit of the Lord, of the Father, is releasing to her tonight, that you will give her confirmation to this, with this, even with some things that will happen and even things that she will even have night visions of, that she will be able to know that God is orchestrating her and he's leading her and he's allowing her to be more available to others. Why? Because she's going to release some things to him. And once she releases some things to him, it's going to open up some places in her where she'll be able to walk with other people and tell them and show them, look what God has done for me. Why? Because I released that, and now I'm able to help you know how to release it too. So, Lord, we thank you as you give her a strategy, you give her ideas, you give her insight, you give her wisdom, you guide her to assist others because you have already given her wisdom and guided her to release it to you. So we thank you, and we thank you for doing it, for your glory, for your honor, for your majesty. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, sometimes we just get that way, J-Lo. You know, I definitely know what you're talking about. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and that is a tactic, a strategy, yeah, of the enemy, because he doesn't want us to let stuff go. Because you know why? We let stuff go, that clears the way for God to do some stuff. You know, it shows faith, first of all. When we let some stuff go, then we'll be released from it, and then God will release us to help others, because we can't help anybody when we so, you know, I know what you're talking about. When you're so bogged mm-hmm. down with the thought of what's going on with your life, it's hard for you to even consider what's going on with somebody else's life. But mm-hmm. when we release it to God, we're able to do that because we don't have it anymore. And why? And what happens with that? There's space been made available in us to help somebody else. Because it's been released to God, and he has it. We don't even have it anymore. So I believe once you learn how to release things more to him, God, you're going to be able to, I just sense you even beginning to welcome the opportunity for God to use you to minister to somebody else. Why? Because you've released what you had to him, so it made way for you to speak into somebody else's life. You had room for it. And so that's just, you know, that's a ministry move right there. That's
wow.
a ministry move. Yeah. Yeah. So how have you been?
I've been, overall, I would say I've been okay. I won't
okay.
really complain.
Amen.
I won't complain at all.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, God knows your heart, and he knows what he's put in your heart and how he wants to use you. So just lay yourself out as a willing vessel. And like I said, once you release things to him, I just sense you're going to desire to just show people by speaking into their life what he's done in yours. Like, wow, you know, I had that, but guess what? God has it now. I don't have it anymore. And I, you know, am praying with others to be able to get there too. Praise God. Anything in particular you want to share?
Oh, not tonight. I'm sorry. I was asleep. By the grace of God, I heard you. I was like, oh wow, is he talking to me?
Well, I guess it's gotten pretty cold in New York now, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. Yeah, it's been going like up and down though. Like some days it'll get up to like the high 60s and try to go back to the 70s, and then like the low will be in the 40s. It's been kind of like up
right.
and down, but it's still much cooler.
Are you in like New York City, New York?
Yes, that's why. Well, I literally, like, my house is in Jersey. Well, my apartment is in Jersey City, but I'm usually always
okay.
in Manhattan or in Brooklyn.
Well, I bet that was a pretty interesting adjustment.
Mm-hmm. It was a really big from the south,
you
know. It's a big change.
Yeah, how do you feel you adjust? I mean, you know, are you still adjusting, or is it like you feel like you're really, like, where you need to be? You know, as far as adjusting?
I feel like I'm still adjusting because, like, I've spent my entire life in the South. And, like, it's
right.
just, in a lot of different ways, it's like a culture shock. And being that, like,
mm-hmm.
I had family up here, but, like, the closer people that I had that was my family, they literally just passed away earlier in the year. So it's just...
Mm-hmm.
That aspect of, like, not really having family or, like, you know, and I don't really have a big family anyway, so
right.
I miss that aspect of, like, you know, just having somebody there or, like,
right.
you know, for holidays or something, just anything, Sundays and things of that nature. But other than that, like, I've been, you know, I guess this is my first place that I've been thrusted into outside of the South, like, being and an adult, like an actual adult now. So, like, that comes with its own challenges, you know. So,
yeah.
I'm adjusting all the way around, you know.
Yeah, we all have different things we have to, you know, adjust to. And it takes time. It takes time. But in the midst of it all, you know, we see, you know, God doing some stuff. And he works on us, he works through us, and, you know, he builds us up to be, you know, what he's placed us here on earth to be. Your path to cross the path of someone that, you know, he might have you play a significant part into what he wants to do in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have to, and so this whole thing with what you ask about, you know, that, keep that in mind, you know, when it comes to that sort of situation, because what you release and what you give, see, you know, look at it as God handpicking you for that particular situation, that person that only you, well, maybe God felt you were the one who was for the job, you know, you were the one that he handpicked for that. It's not so much as if, you know, well, this person has an issue and, you know, I'm going to try to assist. But I just mm-hmm. to tell you, you know, take a different approach to it as far as being handpicked for God to use for, you know, this assignment, for this person. And just watch God work. You know, when we look at it in a way that everything that we do, it does not happen by just happen chance, that especially when we walk with God, we have a relationship with God, and we, you know, we walk with him. There, God orchestrates our path. He connects us with who he wants us to be connected with, because there's something that he has, you know, planned. And I think once you look at it like that, it's going to affect even how you approach situations concerning helping others now.
Mm. Wow.
You know, it's not some just random thing. You know, I mean, I just sense to tell you, know that you've been you know, handpicked or orchestrated in that way to that person, because it you're walking out the plan of God for your life. You know, and when we walk out the plan of God for our life, you know, there is no accident. There is no little thing. There's a purpose and there's a plan to this. And that every time you speak into someone's life, every time you talk to them about something that might be a situation that they're going through, you know, I just sense to tell you to just take a view that God handpicked you for that, because you were the one chosen who had the answer or knew how to direct them, you know, to him, or to do in a certain way that glorified the Lord. Or it's not an accident, you know. And I think once you look at it like that, you'll realize that how important God, you know, like we were talking earlier, is what I saw in the spirit when I first got you on the line, was I saw this ring. And, you know, when you are in a covenant relationship and there's a ring as a symbol, it shows that there's commitment, there's faithfulness, there's trust. You know, it's like God can trust you with certain things. He can trust you with certain people. He can trust you to represent him. And so that all ties into that covenant relationship you have, that you can share with others and let them know about the covenant relationship you have with God, and that you are just, you know, you're the person for the job. You know, you're the one that was chosen. They could have, you know, they could have been connected or tried to talk to just anybody, but it's not. It's you.
Wow.
You know, it's you. Just realize, you know, we who are called and have a relationship with God, we seek him out, you know, not everybody has that, Jamie. Not everybody has that relationship. And think of the honor that it gives God when you are used to share that with someone else who doesn't understand what that is all about. Maybe part of what they've missed or have missed and are missing is because they haven't understood having a relationship like that. And just for you to be able to share that will just give them some insight on how they need to approach God and how they need to walk with God. You know, I really don't think any of those connections would be, you know, unless it's something that's trying to distract you or get you off track, of course. But God can use you to speak into the life of someone, the life of someone that would benefit and bless the kingdom of God. That's an orchestrated move by God.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess
Yeah, and the enemy would want us to devalue ourselves to the point where God can't use us in such a way. No, he's a liar. You know, and he wants us looking at ourselves that way, like it might is more of a bother than God positioning us to be, you know, moved to a new place and a new level in him. So just keep that in mind as God places people in your life. And how he wants to use you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Is there anything else you want prayer for or want to share with us?
I guess the only other thing would be like I've been feeling a little bit anxious as well. So just prayers for that. It's just, I don't know. It's like I really feel like it's partially, I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's the enemy. I don't know if it's like a holy irritation. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just dealing with certain people that I've just been feeling, and it's just I don't know what to do with it at all the time. Like I know my defense mechanism. I just tend to like shut down. But I do know, like, you know, as what you're saying, too, like, I understand that I am called to people, but it's
being like, I guess, the past that I've had with certain people, like family members, relationally, and just friendships and things like that, like I've been burned by people. So it's, you know, trying to protect myself and make sure that I'm okay, because, you know, I've been, I don't want to say I've been taught, but I've been conditioned to feel like if I don't look, put me first, or, you know what I'm saying, like nobody else is going to make sure that I'm okay. So prayers for my anxiety with that, and being able to have, I guess, correct discernment, because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to give in to distractions, or I don't want to, I just don't want to miss my mark. And I know that's a problem that I have too, like with perfectionism, like always thinking that something is supposed to look a certain way, and that makes me anxious as well. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, as you just give her peace and assurance that she is valuable to you, and that she can rest in you, and she doesn't have to fret, you know, concerning, you know, being taken advantage of. And Lord, give her keen discernment, you know, concerning situations where the enemy would try to place others around her that would come to do something that's not of God, or come with ulterior motives that are to cause her to, you know, walk opposite or do opposite of what you have for her life. And so, Lord, we thank you that she will get a unction or a feeling, or she'll nudge in her spirit concerning those that are trying to connect that should not be connected. That, Lord, you will be able to give her an insight and an understanding of what the plot of the enemy is all about, and what he's trying to do in this situation. You'll be able to she'll be able to sense it. And so because she walks with an assurance, hallelujah, that you are God who will give her that discernment, that she doesn't have to walk feeling anxious about the connection. Because, Lord, any connection that is not of you, you will dismantle anyway. So let her walk with an assurance that of this close relationship she has with you, that you are walking with her, you are protecting her, you are keeping her, and you are guarding her, and anything that would try to come in and be opposite of what she needs to have in her life, she doesn't even have to be fretful about it, because, or anxious about it, because she already knows she's walking with the one who can see everything, and that anything and everything that not be of him will have to move, or it can't connect, in Jesus' name. And because she knows she's walking with the one who sees all things, knows all things, and will protect her, she doesn't even have to worry about it anymore. All she has to do is just rest in the fact that God's got it, and anything that would try to come against her has to go, in Jesus' name. Let her continue to walk with an assurance that her relationship with God is tight, it's right, and that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. No weapon. And so when she walks with the confidence that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, she doesn't have to worry about the enemy trying to form a weapon. Because, Father, that she is serving, the Jesus that she's walking with, will already have her prepared and protected to keep and ward off every plot of the enemy, in Jesus' name. She doesn't have to walk in anxiety or fear of that. Why? Because she knows she has the one with her that's protecting her from harm. And let her rest in that and be assured in that, and know that that God is the God that she serves. And we thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, just rest in the fact that God, he's got you. And whatever's not right, he's gonna show you. Or he's going to move that person, and you don't have to worry about it.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about it. Yeah, and you know, that comes with us having that kind of relationship with God. Because I know for a fact that's kind of the way I see things. I know that, in fact, a friend of mine told me this recently. She said, well, it's just quite obvious that if something's not right with a person, they can't stay around you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what are you saying? And she was like, that's just who you are. You know, they may come with ulterior motives. They may come with a plan or a plot to do something. But she says, I already know that a person who's not walking the way they need to walk in regards to the things of God, or have come with, you know, some plan to try to disrupt what God is doing in your life, they're not going to be able to stay. That's just who you are. That's because of the God that you have in you. They won't be able to stay. They won't be able to apply. Because why would the enemy want to stay around somebody who is full of God? I'm like, oh,
that's true.
So you don't have to worry about that. Because when you're full of God, you're going to draw God, and you're going to draw his presence, and you're going to draw what he, you know, he wants you to have. But those who come with, you know, we just thank you, Lord, for protection. And we plead the blood. It's done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, my throat is getting a little dry here. But anyway, yeah, you can rest in assurance with that. You know, that's the kind of God you serve. He's going to protect you. That goes back to that ring. Jayla, that goes back to that ring.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, the covenant relationship I saw. That bond. You know, like even in the natural with a marriage, that two shall become one. You one with God, he's going to protect you, and he's going to ward off those who will come, you know, with a plan or a plot to be opposite of what he wants in your life.
Amen.
All right. I'm sucking here on a lozenger here. Well, you be blessed, and thank you so much for calling in, and we just look forward to what God's going to continue to do, and you stay encouraged and know that you're walking with, you know, with God, the chief encourager.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Excuse me. Glad to be here for you. Glad to be able to pray with you. And we look forward to seeing what else God's going to do. Amen.
Amen. And I hope your throat feels good as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the better end of what I've been through, because this past week, I'm thankful just to be able to sit here tonight and take calls and pray with you all, because it has been a struggle. And then I work, you know, from home, and I will go, and I was doing this while I was not, you know, I wasn't feeling my peak. I would be, you know, on, you know, the phone talking for, like, let's see, 4 or 5 hours, you know, with these issues. And I was like, oh, my gosh. But God strengthened me to get through it. So praise God.
Amen.
He's going to do what he has to do for us. All right, Jayla, will you be blessed and stay warm up there in Jersey City in New York.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. We look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
Yes.
All right. All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right, guys. We have a few more callers on here. If you would like to pray or me to pray with you, please press 1. And I'll be more than happy to pray with you and be in agreement and see what, you know, the Lord wants to say. You know, because, like, I don't really have anything. It's what God has for us. I'm just trying to be a willing vessel for his glory, and nothing that I have to offer is worth anything without him. So I'm going to make that known. And so, again, if you would like prayer, otherwise I will be ending this show in just a bit. But it also, if you are listening by internet and you want to call in, you can reach out at 319-527-6027 and press 1. That way I'll be able to see you in the queue and I'll be able to pray with you. So that's 319-527-6027. But anyway, I do have other callers, but no one else has their hand up. And so if you're not going to raise your hand, we're going to go ahead and we're going to end the show tonight. I just want to thank you all for being a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. This is Angela Joy in Southeast Georgia, and I just thank you for sharing this time with me. And we just believe God's going to do some miraculous things in the upcoming season and in the years to come. You know, there are some things that have already been released here on Prophetic Grace Network in regards to the Antichrist. Prophet Randy, of course, has been speaking a lot on the merchandising spirit and the things that are trying to just invade the church, per se. So we just thank God for his faithfulness and his diligence to follow through on what God has assigned him to do. And so we all need to take note and realize that we need to follow through on what God has called. We need to be diligent. And once we put our hands to the plow, we need to leave it there and be led by God on how he wants us to move and continue in on that season. That's one reason why I am doing this show, because God put my hand to the plow, and I said, I won't take it off until God says that I am to. So although it looks like I'm going to lose internet connection here if I don't plug in pretty soon. So I try to be faithful to do what God has called me to do, you know. If he gave me an assignment, I need to complete the assignment. I don't need to finish it. I need to finish it. And I don't need to drop it. I need to continue to move on and be obedient and do the things that God has called me to do. So remember that in the seasons to come, when God gives us an assignment, he wants us to be faithful to it and to do what he's instructed us to do and not be moved by man or anything that pertains to how man wants to orchestrate it. All right, so I am going to say goodnight. Thank you so much for being a part of Prophetic Grace Network. This is Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia. Enjoyed having you all tonight. God bless.